Yugoslavia's foreign minister, Goran Svelanovic, is visiting the United States, a sign that relations between Yugoslavia and NATO are thawing. Svelanovic meets today with aides to Secretary of State-designate Colin Powell after meeting with outgoing Secretary of State Madeleine Albright yesterday. He says he hopes his visit will help pave the way for economic aid to Yugoslavia, and he promised his country would cooperate with a war crimes tribunal. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
For Albright, it was a meeting that would have been unthinkable just 6 months ago, in the wake of the U.S.-led air campaign in Yugoslavia and before Slobodan Milosevic's regime was toppled. Albright says her talks with Yugoslavia's new foreign minister, Goran Svilanovic, marks the start of a new era in relations. And she's encouraging the incoming Bush administration to stay engaged, not to lower the U.S. military presence in the Balkans, which she says is supporting democratic change.
I honestly never thought that I would have the opportunity to stand here with the Yugoslav foreign minister. This story has had a very important high now with the democratic elections in Serbia, but it is a continuing story. And the story of the Balkans and Yugoslavia does not come in four-year segments.
The Yugoslav foreign minister made clear he'd like to see a lowering of foreign troop levels in his country if political circumstances allow it. And he says he's hoping for stronger economic ties with the incoming administration.
What the people want to see in our country is they want to see investments coming from the states, a further cooperation in the economy. We want to see the sanctions lifted. We're going to be very happy to see that all of the sanctions are finally lifted.
Washington has already set aside $100 million to help Yugoslavia rebuild. But Balkans expert Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institute points out there are conditions. Belgrade has to pursue alleged war criminals, including the country's toppled leader.
The real question is, will that aid be forthcoming and continue to be forthcoming if there is no cooperation with the war crimes tribunal and if Mr. Milosevic is not arrested and ultimately handed over to The Hague? I think that in the end, some compromise will be allowed that allows the aid to continue to flow while we also have progress on the question of war crimes by the Yugoslav authorities.
At his joint news conference with Albright, the Yugoslav foreign minister said he'd meet soon with The Hague's lead prosecutor. Svilanovic stressed that Belgrade will cooperate, but he did not indicate authorities would arrest Milosevic anytime soon. One State Department official stresses Milosevic must be tried by The Hague, not by a substitute domestic prosecutor. John Fox, a former State Department official who's worked on the region, says the incoming Bush administration will continue to push this policy in the Balkans, and he says there are other lingering disputes, like the future status of Kosovo, continued clashes, and the independence movement of Montenegro. Fox says for the Bush administration, Yugoslavia will remain a tough region to leave.
The longer it takes to resolve final status issues on Montenegro and Kosovo, the longer American forces will be there, but they will certainly be there in any case, unless the U.S. wants to renegotiate its relationships with NATO and the European allies in ways that fundamentally alter the Atlantic compact.
As for Albright's meeting with Yugoslavia's foreign minister, experts say it was an important symbolic event for a Secretary of State who remains a controversial figure in Belgrade because of her ardent support of the bombing raids over Yugoslavia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.